Me.
And I'm Devin Deegan. Welcome to our next to last Bull Flash for the school year. Thanks for joining us for the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Except for the very last finals, the school year is over. This is still a very busy week for all the Golden Bears, though. Probably the biggest event is the state track meet. We told you last week that the Garrigan boys had won the district championship, but we found out shortly after recording that show that the Bears had qualified 15 events for state, and that is the most in school history and the most of any school in any class in our area.
The Golden Bear boys are competing at state in five different relays: the shuttle hurdle, the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8. Those relays include Will Kellner, Zach Kolash, Patrick Marlowe, Tony Kolash, Tyler Schnurr, as well as Logan Rosemeyer, Braden Loss, Chris Loss, Ben Maskey, Carter Hall, and Gibson Bear.
Gibson Bear also qualified for state in the 100 and 200 meter dashes, while Tony Kolash qualified in the 800 meter and mile runs. Brayton Loss went to state in the long jump. Tyler Schnurr was a state qualifier in the 400 hurdles. Christian Matthews qualified in the high jump, and Zach Kibbe in the long jump. The final state qualifiers were Corey Ryder and Cameron Langerman. Both of them went to state in the shot put.
The girls have also had a huge delegation to the state track meet, with eight events participating. The Golden Bears are taking four relays to Des Moines: the 4x2, the 4x4, the 4x8, and the sprint medley. Relay runners include Olivia Vasky, Morgan Frieders, Emily Rosenberg, Cassidy Witzlum, Taylor Frieders, and Johanna Vasky, plus Aisha Miller, Nicole Bear, Vanessa Dodds, and Gracie Bear. Nicole Bear has also qualified individually for state in the 100 and 200 meter dashes. Emily Rosenberg was a state qualifier in the 1500 meter run, and Johanna Vasky went to state in high jump. Good luck to all the Golden Bears runners.
The other big event this weekend is National Quiz Bowl. Levi Bernhard, Jake Hamilton, Taylor Ehrlich, Hannah Bernhard, and Devin Deegan are down in New Orleans for the 2014 National Academic Championships. The Bears are playing their first game right now as this show airs. They're taking on a team from El Paso, Texas. Tomorrow they will play five other games against teams from places like White Plains, New York, and Gadsden, Alabama. We'll let you know how things turn out on next week's Bear Facts.
The Golden Bear golf teams have been doing great in playoffs. Last week, the Bishop Garrigan boys won their sectional meet by 19 strokes over Belmont Clemmy. The team advanced to the district meet, and Jess Marlowe, Michael Berkey, Donovan Birdie, and Zach Bolter all qualified for districts as individuals. Then Monday, the conference champion Garrigan girls got a 14-stroke win over Rockford Rudd Marble Rock in the regional opener. The team advanced to the second round, as did individuals Alexa Capacious and Chloe Garman. Good luck in the rest of the playoffs, golfers.
Monday is Memorial Day, and the holiday marks the opening of baseball season for the Golden Bears. As always, the Bears have a busy season with 33 varsity games and two tournaments scheduled in less than 2 months between now and playoffs. The Bears will face all their old North Central Conference rivals, plus teams in the new Top of Iowa Conference that Garrigan is joining this coming year.
There are no seniors on this year's Golden Bear baseball team. At the core of the team are juniors Andrew Miller, Reese Wadley, Tyler Schnurr, and Ben Vasky, as well as sophomores Zach Kibbe and Zach Bolter. Other sophomores in the baseball include Logan Bash, Devin Deegan, Will Kellner, Andrew Lallier, Alex McGuire, and James Burns. Rounding out the team are freshmen Andrew Meister, Graham Bushfeld, Chase Hatton, Ryan Kenyon, Ben Fogarty, and Joel Vasky. Good luck all summer to the baseball team.
The softball team starts playing next Tuesday, and they also have a busy season. Returning seniors on this year's squad are Kristen Kamalian, Kara Eichen, and Taylor Hovey. Experienced juniors include Betty Straub, Caitlin Fogarty. Other key players include sophomores Kelsey Hovey, Avery Miller, and Johanna Vasky. Rounding out the team are sophomores Carolyn Baxter, Nicole Zimet, Emily Berman, Leah Nyshen, and Katie Steinman. Also, freshmen Gracie Bear, Sam Berman, Megan Brown, Sierra Hall, and Courtney Kirsch. Good luck, softball.
On our Golden Bear calendar, the Quiz Bowl team begins play at Nationals down in New Orleans this morning. Also today, the state track meet wraps up in Jake Stadium in Des Moines.
National Quiz Bowl continues tomorrow. Then on Monday, the Garrett Band plays for the Memorial Day festivities in Whittemore. That night, baseball season begins with the Bears traveling to Estherville for a doubleheader.
Tuesday, we'll finish up semester tests. The softball team travels to St. Ed's that night, while the baseball team plays at Emmitsburg. There's also girls regional golf that night.
Wednesday, the Quiz Bowl team returns from Nationals. They'll play their softball at Algona High, while baseball team hosts North Iowa. Thursday, the baseball team hosts North Union, while softball travels to Pocahontas.
Friday, the boys' state golf meet begins. There's also a state target shooting that day in Cedar Falls. That night, the Bears host Clarion Goldfield in both baseball and softball.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Next week, we'll have a special show that our Quiz Bowl team will record on their trip to New Orleans. Be sure to join us then when they wrap up the year here at Bishop Garrigan High School.